Hi, this is Steve Ide from the Research Bureau. The Research Bureau just released our annual Downtown Office Occupancy Survey, and today I want to share some of its findings. Every year for 10 years now, we have surveyed owners and agents associated with the 75 buildings downtown that contain some amount of office space. Among the buildings we surveyed for 2011, 79% of the available office space is occupied. This means that the market for office space in downtown Worcester is not any weaker than it was last year. It seems to be just as strong as markets in other urban areas, including Boston, and much stronger than the market for office space along the 495 corridor. Measured against its competitors, downtown is doing just fine, but measured against itself, the market does not look as strong. Over the past 5 years, the occupancy rate in downtown Worcester has gradually declined. Berkeley Investments' purchase of the old Worcester Common Outlets Mall was supposed to inaugurate a downtown renaissance, but in fact, there's more vacancy now than there was then. Of course, these findings should be put into context. As anyone knows who has visited downtown recently, several major projects are underway which give much cause for optimism. City Square is the most notable, but there are also the new buildings in Gateway Park and Lincoln Square, and the Mayo Group's continuing build-out of residential space along the southern end of Main Street. So that's great, but from a public policy perspective, here's a question. Why downtown at all? Downtown began its decline in the late 60s, and ever since then, debate has never ceased about how to bring it back. Is this focus of attention and resources on downtown justified? Not only is downtown but one among many neighborhoods in the city, most of the beneficiaries of downtown revitalization are likely to be the non-residents who come in to work and shop there. Relatively few people live downtown. We all lament vacant storefronts and the fact that Main Street empties after 5 p.m., but relative to the many challenges now facing Worcester, how serious are these problems? Contrary to popular opinion, there is no major crime problem downtown. When the city says that it is, quote, investing in downtown, this is literally true. Through tax break programs, Worcester redirects tax revenues towards for-profit commercial real estate ventures that would otherwise go into the general fund to support services such as public safety and public education. City government oversells downtown revitalization when it pitches it purely as an economic development issue. The stated goals of economic development policy are jobs and increased tax revenues. That's what we're after when we spend public money to facilitate private economic activity. Why the return on taxpayers' investment is likely to be greater in downtown than other neighborhoods is far from clear. Out of the top 10 employers in Worcester, only 3 have a major presence downtown, and one of those is the city itself. There are many examples of cities that have restored their downtowns and yet continue to suffer from fiscal weakness and high unemployment and poverty rates. Providence, Rhode Island comes immediately to mind. But that's to neglect the non-economic benefits of downtown revitalization. The argument that we should focus on downtown begins with the fact that we do focus on downtown. We can't help it. Cities are inevitably judged by their downtowns. The central business and commercial district makes a crucial first impression, and rightly or wrongly, many visitors will base their opinion of a city entirely on what its downtown looks like. Local residents probably value a revitalized downtown even more, since they have to live with it on a daily basis. Though it's technically composed mostly of commercial real estate, downtown is more usefully understood as public space in which all citizens have a stake. Local pride hinges on downtown revitalization. People from cities with dead and dilapidated downtowns tend to have less pride in their community than those from cities which can boast of vibrant downtowns. This has been Steve Ide for the Research Bureau Angle on AM 830 WCRN.